Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. Let's go right on out and look at the composite trade in Kansas City. March wheat at 823.5 is up 16.5. July, 839.75, up 15. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade at 771.5, up 16.75. July, 781.75, up 14.75. March corn, 724, up 15.25. July at 710.5 is up 11.75. December 13, though, not a movement on the day at all. It is still sitting where it started, 577. January soybeans going off the board today. They're at 1463, up 38.25. March at 1409 is up 35.75. July, 1386.75, up 29.25. November, 1280.25, up 14. January soybean meal not trading electronically. The March at 413.40, up $9 at 30 now. January soybean oil, 49.43, up 55. March, 50.33, up 109. February live cattle, 130.37.5, down 22.5. January feeders, 148.92.5, they're down 95. February lean hogs, 84.90, up 70.
Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold Hybrids, featuring the AgriGold Giants, a group of five new hybrids designed to meet the performance standards of yield, health, and consistency required by Midwestern corn growers. More information is at AgriGoldGiants.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Yesterday in the evening, January soybeans opened at 14.24¾. March is 14.12 at the moment. They're trying to get it all in one day, it looks like.
Yeah, one extreme to the other. The Januarys actually go off today, so
right.
We'll keep a close eye on those and see if there's any fireworks, for say, for the most part. Not a whole lot of deliveries. Overall, supply remains somewhat tight, so we'll see if we get something going. But no, the report from last Friday there, spilled over into the world grain markets, and world grain markets were firmer. So the U.S. market is fueling on better world markets. We've saw some consolidation at those lower levels. We kind of broke out to the upside. So we're seeing the technical guys come on in here wanting to push the market higher. Cycle counts were right for an upturn. Momentum indicators were right for an upturn. And so here we go from a technical perspective. And, from the fundamental perspective with the report showing, somewhat of a tight situation, it's encouraging world and domestic grain buyers to come forward here. We did sell 120,000 tons to China. There's ideas there's some more sales working here. Weather-wise, the southern hemisphere is somewhat favorable for the most part, but they are seeing a little bit more of a drier trend over the next 10 days, for say. So that's given reason to be somewhat optimistic here today.
What about the potential for new wheat exports, or wheat exports and corn exports, both of those?
Fairly good. Well, on wheat, corn exports are going to remain about zero. Kind of tough pill to swallow, but world grain buyers do not want U.S. corn right at the moment.
Do you think it goes back to the aflatoxin issue last winter? I mean, when it was all said and done, if you pin them down and say, I can get corn from Brazil, I know it's got no disease issues. U.S., I'm not so sure.
That could be a part of it. For the most part, though, we took corn prices way too high. And, the attitude was, well, you don't have no alternative. You don't need to buy from us. And they said, well, in your face. And basically we saw the world grain buyers and even domestic buyers, look elsewhere and found alternative sources right at the moment. And also, too, you look at Chinese corn production, for the most part, was favorable. So we saw a little bit of tweaking and shuffling around, and, you know, the interest is just not there, coupled with, you know, the quality issue that you mentioned there. But the other part of the question you asked is wheat.
The wheat, right.
Wheat. We're real competitive on the world scale. We're in a position where we've got some supplies to work with, price-wise, you know, logistic-wise. You know, the bottom line points that we're competitive on the world wheat market. So we'll see some of these countries come forward here and get some extended coverage. When you talked to overall buyers in general, you know, from last summer into this fall, they were under the gun to get some coverage on, because when you go back in history, they had to pay up to gather some inventory over the last couple years. And when they had their management meetings, a lot of them said, we don't want to be in this position. So they had a lot of coverage take place late last summer, early fall, early winter. And that coverage is going to start to run out here as we go into this March time window. So hopefully we've got enough news in here from a bullish point of view that they'll want to come forward here and get some extended coverage.
And how long will that window be open? Because I get the idea that new longs are going to be entering the wheat market in significant numbers.
Well, I don't know about significant numbers, but it seems the market's all one direction all at once. You know, up today, turn around Tuesday, then we'll see if we can extend this or hold together here going into mid-late week.
It seems like there's a few things not fully priced in. New crop, hard red winter acres down in Colorado, Kansas, significantly from last year. And then I think we got over the weekend word out of Russia that they may have had some weather issues with their hard red winter wheat crop, and maybe as much as, well, the high number I saw was 25%. I don't know if anybody believes that number, but a minimum of 5% of their crop has been hurt by frost.
Yeah, we're going to trade weather in the wheat market. You know, out west there was some moisture. We'll see if that moisture continues. But you got to remember, wheat's a tough crop. There, you know, I remember specifically one year I had a producer call me up and said, boy, that wheat froze off. It's black. It's laying down. It's dead. I'm going to have to do something with it. Long story short, about wheat harvest, I talked to that same producer and asked, what'd you do with that wheat? You tear it up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, heavens no. I went ahead and watched it come out of there and went ahead and harvested it. I go, what'd it make? He said, well, that's the best wheat I've ever had. So wheat's a pretty tough crop. And we're going to trade the goods and the negatives of that wheat crop going clear into harvest day.
What else are you keeping an eye on?
The meat complex. The meat complex has sort of taken a backseat here to the grain complex here short term. We feel that the meat complex is sort of buying time in through here, and we feel the meat as a whole, cattle and beef both, is going to be a hot topic as we move into March.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. In Chicago, March corn, 724 and a half, up 15 and three quarters. July, 711 and a quarter, up 12 and a half. December, 578, up 1. January soybeans, 1460, up 35 and a quarter. March is 1412 and a quarter, up 39. July, 1390 and a quarter, up 32. Now 1390 and three quarters, up 33 and a quarter. November, 1282, up 15 and three quarters. March soybean meal, 41250, up 820. January soybean oil, 4943, up 55. March, 5059, up 135. March wheat in Chicago, 771 and three quarters, up 17. July, 782 and a quarter, up 15 and a quarter. In Kansas City, March wheat, 824 and a quarter, up 17 and a quarter. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.